don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Did you like our history discussion yesterday? We talked about the problems of portraying historical illiteracy. Here's Christine O'Donnell.
A candidate who's both unfamiliar with...
Let me just clarify.
Please.
You're telling me that the separation of church and state is found in the First Amendment.
Government shall make no establishment of religion.
That's in the First Amendment.
Well, that provoked a long discussion yesterday about what constitutes historical literacy and what needs to be corrected, and we got lots of responses from you.
My name's Peter. I am a tour guide in Boston. I tell children on board my trolley that Alexander Graham Bell's laboratory is a mini museum in the Bell Telephone Building, and then I ask them, do you know what Alexander Graham Bell invented? They tell me yes. Everyone knows the cell phone. So that's an example of revisionist history
that is
as it happens.
Priceless. That is priceless. Here's another one.
My name is Shayla Cataldo. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina. And in college, I took a history of the civil rights movement class. I was just amazed at how much of that important information I had never learned.
I love this comment from Kristen on our website. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights need to be read for what they are, as they are written. People tend to pick and take what they want to interpret and use it to their own benefit, like many do with the Bible. It's down there in black and white. Well, ask the Supreme Court.
But it's vague language. I mean, that's the thing.
Ask the Supreme Court about how clear
exactly.
The Constitution is.
It's not necessarily clear.
Well, keep the responses coming. We love history. You love history. Give us the stories of what you think needs to be corrected or better emphasized in historical education. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.